Okay, so where we left off was May 17th, where we released the PDF report. Now, on May 24th, we came back with a Camtasia. I don't have that Camtasia to show you, but basically it demonstrated the system. Now, remember, this was a web-based system where they could have their own website, and it would give them all these goodies along with the website, like, you know, autoresponders and video and audio and tracking and all kinds of other goodies. So basically what we did was we created a Camtasia where we actually Camtasia is a screen capture video. So we just logged onto the website, and then we went around and showed all the various features and how they worked. And it was a pretty simple Camtasia or screen capture video to put together. Then we sent out an email that basically sent them to that video. So let me show you that email now. So here's the email. The subject line, "Do you make these mistakes?" That's a takeoff of a very, very famous direct marketing headline, which goes way back. "Do you make these mistakes?" in English. And it was for, I don't know what it was for. I guess it was for something that teaching people how to speak in a more authoritative manner or a better manner. So anyways, that's my little takeoff of a very old school subject line or headline, and I use it for my subject. So subjects, "Do you make these mistakes?" And then we go back to the same old theme that I've been looking around the internet, and I've been studying how to use the internet to build my loan officer business. Again, tapping into that common frustration where loan officers, we're not techno geeks or propeller heads. We can't be experts on everything. I suppose that's only natural why we rely on webmasters. All these huge mistakes are costing us lots of money. This is now we're starting to shift into, this is a pretty important theme. And we mentioned this in that PDF report, is that if you can change this from it being a cost to being a profit center, then you win. Because no one likes to add costs into their business, but people love to add profits into their business. So here we're pointing out that your website shouldn't cost you anything. It should be a profit center. And this is, we're turning this sale into a classic, what they call a dimes to dollars argument, or dimes to dollars sale, where if they spend dimes, they'll get back dollars. So here, just some more of the same copy. We see websites making all kinds of mistakes, and those websites become cost centers. If you're not getting consistent new business from your website, it's costing you money. You're flushing money down the drain. So everyone out there who already has a website, it's probably costing them money. They're probably not getting a lot of traffic. They're probably very frustrated about that, and we're agitating that frustration. We're drawing the contrast couldn't be more vivid. On one hand, you have a very few people who get it. Their website's bringing them business, even when they're at home spending time with their family. And they're the people who have been led down the wrong path, and they're writing a check every month for a website that will never produce any business. So we're just pounding on that frustration. They know that business is being done online. They know it's the future, but they don't know how to do it. And if they have a website up, it's probably not doing much for them, and it's probably just costing money. So we just keep on hammering on that frustration and that aspiration of having a website that, you know, is like an autopilot lead generator. They know that it could exist, but they don't have it, and they're frustrated. So now I'm telling them we've got a short video. Go watch the video here. Again, I'm sorry I don't have the video for you to watch. But basically, we just took them down the path of what their frustrations are, hitting their frustrations hard right over the head, touching on their aspiration of having a website that electronically and automatically will generate leads for them even when they're sleeping. And now we're taking this video. And then here we're sort of restating the value of the video, telling them not to disregard it, even though it's free. and you know, to go take a look at the video now. So this is that basic common theme where I take them down, link, PS link. And I, like I said in that last email, a lot of times I'll give two links here, but in this case, you know, two links up in the body and then another link in the PS for three, but this time I just went with two links. This is a powerful email. If you just plug in your frustrations in your market and your aspirations and do something very similar to this email, it will work for you. It's a very, very powerfully written email. Okay, next I want to show you this blog post that we put up. Now, of course, one of the big objections that we identified was the idea of traffic. And we were sure these people would be wondering how they got traffic to their, how they would get traffic to their new websites. So the title of the blog post was The Traffic Question. And this is basic, good old fashioned objection crushing. You know, we basically take the objection head on. One question that we have been hearing a lot, both in emails and comments on the blog, is this: what about traffic to my website? In other words, how do you get people to your website? Now, what do we do when we have an objection? We reassure them that it's they're smart to be thinking about that. They're smart to be thinking about that objection. This is a great question. I'm really pleased that so many of you are asking it. It shows that we have some really sharp readers. Then it goes on. You see, not long ago, we were in the build it and they will come era. Now we're talking about the old or common enemy, the webmasters. Fancy looking site, some big sales pitch. And then, you know, and these guys have probably heard this exact sales pitch from webmasters. Okay. So then we basically just go down here and we answer the objection. And the way we answered it, first of all, we focused on conversion, first of all. So, you know, the idea that you had to convert the traffic that you were getting. And then the idea of local traffic is the best traffic for a typical loan officer. They're going to be closing people in their local area. And we were quite sure that the way this system was set up, we could get them local traffic pretty easily. And then point three was the fact that that the traffic game is constantly changing and that we're going to keep up. So by buying our service, they're buying our expertise, and we're going to keep up with the changes on the web and continue to keep them at the forefront of getting traffic. Then point number four is that we're going to give them ongoing training. So they're not just buying some static website. They're going to keep on getting this training. And then we just basically came down and gave them a bottom line. Oops, don't want to do that. Here we go. Just trying to get it so you can see this whole page here. Bottom line, traffic's important. You need a system that converts. You need a system that gets local traffic, and you need a system where you're going to get constant support. So we basically answer take this objection head on and answer it and show them how our system and our offer will answer that traffic question. Then we give them a PS, more traffic techniques we're going to follow up with. Now the next objection we're going to go after is price. And people are really wondering about price and they're worried about price. So we're going to start to tease that in this second PS. I know people are wondering what this will cost. There's been a lot of speculation on the blog and in emails I'm getting. Let me say it will not be $399 a month and it will not be $299 a month. Those are some numbers that have been getting thrown around in comments we're getting. Don't worry, it will be far less than that. I will be addressing this question soon. Now, what I'm doing here, this is anchoring. We're anchoring a higher price. So we're putting that number out there, and we're sort of setting that expectation. You know, other people are wondering if it's going to be $400 a month or if it's going to be $300 a month. And so we want them thinking those kind of numbers. We're setting those numbers in their brain. So then when we come back and it's $100 a month, it's going to seem like a fantastic bargain. I mean, to contrast it, if I had sent this out, I mean, I would never do this, but just think how different it would be if I said, let me say it will not be $20 a month or $30 a month. And then we came back and said it's $100 a month. No, instead we're saying that it's not going to be $400 a month. It's not going to be $300 a month. Now, looking at that, people are thinking, okay, maybe it'll be $200 a month. We're going to come back and give it to them for $100 a month. So basically what I'm doing is I'm foreshadowing this price question, which is the next blog post we're going to put out. And I'm anchoring these higher prices so that when we do drop the $100 price, it will seem a lot smaller in comparison to these numbers we've thrown out. Now, in here, we also did a contest. I'm not going to show you this contest on this one because I've got a better contest to show you with a different launch. But we did this contest, and then we came back with another blog post on the price question. So let me pull that one up here. Here we go. The title of the blog post was, "What Does It Cost?" And here we just, once again, we're addressing the objection head on. What's this new mortgage web system going to cost you? Fair enough question. But now we tell them it's the wrong question. We're going to completely reframe this. Now, I already talked about this earlier in one of the emails about, we're taking this from being a cost center and we're turning it into a profit center. That's our goal in the copy and in this entire launch. Now, I don't want to be too hard on you here. Remember the last one, we congratulated them on asking a great question. And so here, when we're telling them the wrong question, we don't want to be too harsh on them. So we tell them we don't want to be too hard on them. I know that you probably have a website right now and it's nothing more than a cost center. Every month you have to write a check for it. So here we're agitating that frustration of having a website that's not doing anything for them. You probably had a web, and this is more agitation right here. Probably had the website built just in case any clients asked you for a website. You figured no one would take you seriously if you don't have a site. However, the site's not bringing in dollars. It's sucking dollars out of your business. So we're just agitating their frustration. You've seen this over and over as we go through this launch. So here we totally reframe it. Instead of how much is it going to cost, the question is how much is the site going to make me? You see, a properly designed website will pull new leads and loans into your business. It will not cost you anything. In fact, it will more than pay for itself and it will grow your bottom line. Just agitating once again the fact that, if their site's not making them money, the fact that it's almost surely that their site isn't making them money, or that they can't even measure whether it's making money. And here we hit that one again. I got ahead of myself, that their business can't even track, and your site shouldn't be a black hole that leaves you wondering. That's a frustration for a lot of them. They don't even know if the site's doing any good or not. Black holes are bad. Solid, measurable results are good. Now, that's a really powerful line, that solid, measurable results. And so the implication here is that our system offers that solid, measurable results. That's a real tangible thing we're promising them here. Then we just talk, we're referencing this launch for the last couple of weeks. Think of it this way. If you could purchase a tool for $1,000 a month that generated $5,000 in profit every month, would you buy it? Now, what I'm doing here is I'm once again anchoring big numbers. We're just a few days out from the launch and, we're going to be selling this thing to them for $100 a month. And here we are, we're anchoring these big, we're throwing out these numbers of 1,000 and 5,000. And so when we come in with this $100 a month, then it's going to seem very small in comparison to these numbers we're putting out there. And then we tell them the system Well, a system for Mortgage Web Success is not going to cost anywhere near $1,000 a month. Now, one thing I would do here, I didn't do here, is I would definitely put in a comma here, and I would put in .00, and I would do the same thing up here. Because when you put in that .00, it makes it seem bigger. And remember, we want, since we're going to be comparing, we're going to be comparing our price to these numbers. We're anchoring these big numbers, so we want these numbers to seem as big as possible. So putting in the comma and putting in the period and the cents makes those numbers seem bigger, and we want these numbers to seem as big as possible. So then later on, when we give them our price and we drop the price on them, it seems much smaller in comparison. They'll think back. They've heard these numbers, these 1,000 and 5,000. And amazing as it seems, putting in the commas and the period and sentence marks makes numbers seem larger. So when you're stating a price that they have to pay, you never put the cent in there. You when we charge them $97, we'll be $97, not $97 period 00. But here, where we're anchoring a higher price, we want it to seem as big as possible. So, system for Mortgage Web Success is not going to cost anywhere near $1,000 a month. So, you know, we're just trying to anchor these high numbers. Okay, now we get down here. We're stacking the value here. You actually get five sites, not just one site. And here we're just teasing anticipation. I know that some of you are anxious to get started. We're almost ready to release the system. A few more final tweaks. I can't commit to a release date, but keep next Tuesday clear on your schedule with a smiley. So we're just pure anticipation play there. And now we're going to hit scarcity. We've been asked how many will be available and whether we're going to limit the number we're going to sell. I will be addressing this question soon. All I can say right now is that you want to be among the first 100 to grab one of these systems. That means you should act quickly once we launch, since there are more than 30,000 people on my email list. Pure scarcity play. We're telling them, we're not saying, you know, I did not say it was limited to 100, but I told them they wanted to be among the first 100. That, of course, is referencing a bonus package, but they don't know that at this point. We're just telling them you need to be among the first 100, and we've got 30,000 people on the list. This would be more powerful if I put, like, you know, the exact number, like, 30,206. That's the law of specificity. Something's always more powerful if you're specific in your numbers, in these type of numbers. So, you know, that's a way I could have written this email. Would have been more powerful if I had been very specific about the number of subscribers. But basically, you know, go through here. We're stacking. This Frank Kern calls this stacking the cool. It means, you know, making the offer better as you get close to the launch. And here, teasing anticipation, and here teasing scarcity. Okay, at this point, things really start to accelerate once we get into here in the last few days before the launch. I'm just going to start showing you these emails. Now, the launch date did end up slipping a day. Here we're showing a launch on June 6th, and we actually end up launching on June 7th. You'll actually note that this plan here was not perfect. We were pretty close to it, but some of the things varied over exactly what we did. So now here's the email we sent out to the launch list, and this went out early the day before. And so this will be on June 6th, early on June 6th. Okay, things are starting to happen really fast. We're launching tomorrow, and we're busy putting the finishing touches in place. The system's complete and ready to go. We're just working on getting everything in order so we can handle the huge rush once we launch. So, you know, it's just amazing how you can tease The social proof and the scarcity was something as simple as that. You know, we're just, you know, crossing our T's and dotting our I's to make sure we can handle the big rush. In any case, we've been getting lots of questions and comments. Again, just emphasizing the conversation. We've published, now we're talking about the information we've published. And we want to answer all your questions. We're just being nice guys. There's a little reciprocity going on. Now, as we get closer, we're just trying to stay on top of this quick-moving situation. So we're already starting to, you know, this is almost a pre-tsunami. We've prepared another video for you. I don't have that video to show you. But we dropped a video on them in the last second. It just showed them all the really cool stuff they could get. And then that's an internal note. We can kill that. But basically, we put all the videos and the PDF all on one page so they could go and take a look at it. Now we're telling them when the launch is. And here we go. Again, teasing that first 100, that scarcity of the first 100. We haven't told them what it is. You know, the implication a lot of them will be drawing is that there's only 100 spots. But we're really talking about a bonus type thing. But we're keeping them in the dark. We're not giving them the entire story yet. Now, then we go from there to the next email. And, you know, this is going out. This is just the day before. So we sent two emails this day, the day before. And now this is where we just give them the instructions for launch day. We've less than 24 hours to go. Now we gave them the date and the time. We're just being very sort of matter of fact at this point. We'll be sending the link tomorrow. And get you all the final details right at launch minute. And so to me, when you start talking about launch minute, that just sort of heightens the anticipation that we're actually counting down to the minute. Now I love, I love, love, love. You'll see me use this a lot. I don't want to sound overly dramatic. But it's probably a very good idea to be sitting at your computer and be ready to go right when we launch. You'll often see me put out copy like this right before the launch. It's like you're trying to be a nice guy or a nice girl and not put the pressure on. You don't want to be overly dramatic, but really, in effect, you are being very dramatic here. Now we're going to give them the reason why about the 100. We're going to have our customer service team standing by, ready to get your new system all set up and ready to pull prospects into your business. However, during this launch time, our resources are going to be a bit stretched. Because of this, we can only guarantee we will be able to do our usual rapid setup for the first 100 people who sign up for the system. Now, you got to remember, people have gone through this launch, are starting to get really excited. You know, they've been anticipating this thing for weeks. They're getting all amped up. And certainly the one thing they want is to get started right away. So when they buy, they want to get started right away. So what we're telling them is if you want to really get going right away, you got to be among the first 100. Now, this is sort of, this is a little devious. Now, I want to be clear here. I'm not necessarily saying that we will pull the sign-up page down and stop taking new clients after the first 100. But that's a distinct possibility. Really what I'm doing here is I'm creating scarcity when it doesn't necessarily exist. When I say I'm not necessarily saying that I'm going to pull it down, a lot of people are going to read that and think that I'm pulling it down after we sell the first 100. So this is a way that you can create a real sense of urgency without necessarily having really hard and fast scarcity. Then after that, we tell them about we've got this guarantee. We don't really go into the guarantee, but we tell them about the guarantee to try before you buy, reiterate the scarcity, tell them to watch the inbox, tell them to also watch the blog, and that's about it for the email. And now we've got my very famous 34 minutes to go email. And to tell you the truth, I'd forgotten I used it in this launch. I first wrote this email for my trading home study course launch way back in, what was that, 2005 or something like that, 2004. I can't remember. Yeah, it was early 2005. And then it was Frank Kern used it a month or two later in his Underachiever Mastery launch. Then this was included in Product Launch Formula version 1, and it was used in countless launches in all kinds of different markets. I saw it used in the massage therapy market. I saw it used in the learning guitar market. It's been used all over the place in all different kinds of markets. It's a very proven email. It's 34 minutes to go, and I think I would put a dot, dot, dot there after that. So this is sent out shortly before the launch, ostensibly 34 minutes before the launch. So this is what it says. Well, it's just about launch time for whatever you're launching, but in this case, Mortgage Web Success. I basically stayed up all night writing a letter for you that explains everything you're going to get as part of the Mortgage Web Success system. Well, I actually did sleep from about 4 a.m. to 6:30 a.m., but it felt like I was up all night. So that's just trying to be likable. I'm giving him a little smiley face, so we're going for the likability factor. It took a lot longer to write this letter than I thought it would, primarily because there's so darn much in the system. And I have to warn you, I ended up with a really long letter. Please forgive me for the length. I know, okay, this is where we get really powerful with this stuff. We're assuming a close here. Please forgive me for the length. I know that a lot of you already know that you want to order the course immediately. If that's your situation, then just skip to the bottom, fill out the order form, and place your order. So it's just, I'm assuming that there's a lot of people, and I'm talking, remember, a lot of times here I'm ostensibly talking to the people that have already made up their mind, but there's this, it's the people that haven't made up their mind that are reading this that are going to be really impacted. It's basically this implied social proof. Now I'm going to address the people that haven't made up their mind after they've already read that piece about, you know, where they're reading about all the other people that already have made up their mind. On the other hand, I know that some of you really want to see everything that's included in the system. If that's you, then I think I've done a pretty good job of explaining all the various components of the system. This is just like an aw shucks. I think I've done a pretty good job. I've done my best. I'm being a nice guy. If you fall in this category, there's one thing I want to stress. I am sure we're not going to sell out the 100 first systems. I'd rewrite this. I'll sell out the first 100 systems. That reads a much, much better if we go like that. I'm sure we're and actually here, I think it'd be a little less cumbersome if we use a contraction. I'm sure we're not, and here, boy, look at all this copy editing I'm doing. Just shows you can always get better. I'm sure we're not going to sell out the first 100 systems in the first hour or two, so don't feel too frenzied when you're reading the letter. I think I would, again, boy, I'm doing a lot of copy editing here. Don't feel too pressured when you're reading the letter. Take your time and go through the entire letter. In fact, I suggest that you print it out. It will be a lot easier to read that way. Check out everything you get in the system before you make your decision. Okay, so now, this is the real power right here. I'm reassuring them that we're probably not going to sell it in the first hour or two. So I'm being a nice guy and I'm saying, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, so take your time. But really what this paragraph is doing is putting huge pressure on them, because it's telling we're going to sell out of this thing quickly. Even though I'm saying, okay, don't worry about it. They're going to worry about it. I mean, this is a powerful paragraph. It's definitely a powerful paragraph. Okay, so we go through that. I tell them to print out the newsletter or print out the letter and take your time and go through it and check out everything you get. Then down here, I'm just giving them instructions. And this is powerful here. I'm instructing them what to do. People will do what you tell them to do. People are walking around waiting to be told what to do, and here you're telling them what to do. Instructions: barring any last minute technical difficulties, we plan to release the system at exactly 12 Eastern time. I will be sending out a direct link to the letter later on, but the best way to get it is to go to our countdown page. And of course, we had a countdown timer on the page. Here's the countdown timer. Remember, you have to refresh that page after 12 Eastern to get to Mortgage Web Success. And I'm sure as heck hope that this didn't go out under my name. One thing I did, I told them very clearly, be sure that you proofread this, because I am definitely have been known to make silly mistakes like that. Sending out through my name would definitely be bad. I know for a fact that they didn't. This is the 34 minutes to go email. Very, very powerful. It will work in your market virtually verbatim. If you just take your product and put it in there, there's not too much else to do. You might want to change this from First 100 Systems. And that's about it. And you've got yourself a killer email that will work in your launch. So that basically takes us right up to launch. The email you sent right at the launch is very, very simple. Self-explanatory subject line: we're now live. Then look at this, just a quick note: we're live, get the details here, and you send them the sales letter. You know, super, super short. Then we reiterate some of the scarcity. There's 100 spots that are going to go fast, thousands on this list. And soon I'm going to send out to the main list. So you just want to get out of your own way here. Just send them a super short email that gives them the URL. And that's about it. Now that's the email we sent to the sub list. And then here's the email to the main list. It's basically the same. We gave them another couple more links in here. I don't know what my thinking was at the time. It was probably that, you know, the people on the main list who aren't on the sub list probably, they aren't as clued into everything that's going on. So you just give them a little bit more copy and another couple links. Okay, now we basically came back. This was our launch email. And then we came back later that day. And this is our version of the tsunami email. You've got a second chance as a subject line. Tuesday morning at 12 Eastern time, we launched Mortgage Web Success and things just went nuts. I'd like to use stronger language than that, but I try to keep this email list G-rated. Okay, we have people signing up so fast that I thought our internet connection was going to melt. We sold our first 100 systems way faster than I thought we would. Success breeds success. People like to be associated with winners. You show them that you're a winner and you have a winning offer. They like that. They want to be associated with it. We told them the special bonus is now long gone. Now, in general, you have to be careful, because if people know that they missed out on a bonus and they know if they go and purchase now, they're going to be getting less than what they could have gotten, a lot of times they're not going to want to buy. That can actually be a deterrent. But watch what we do here. However, I've got some good news for you. We did some brainstorming Tuesday night. We came up with an idea. This is the deal. The special teleseminar sold out. But if you sign up for a Mortgage Web Success system by Friday night at midnight, we'll make sure you get the recording of that teleseminar. So the big bonus for the first 100 was a teleseminar. And of course, it was that people get set up really quickly. We'd give them the priority setup, but also that they would get this teleseminar. Now we're coming back and saying you can't get the teleseminar, but you'll get the recording of the teleseminar. So it's almost as good. So we're giving them a reprieve that, yeah, you missed out on the teleseminar, but you still get the recording.